that she'd rather live in that awful, horrible apartment instead of living with them. Her daddy asked her 5,000 times to allow him to get her another place and help her with the bills, but she had insisted that she'd do things for herself for a change. Her parents had carried her for too long, and she wanted to finally have her freedom and independence. If her daddy would have been the one to get her a place, he would have wanted to monitor everything she did, just like he did when she was living at home with them. She could not take it anymore with her parents. Her daddy would screen her calls and interrogate her dates as if she were still 16. He even told one of her dates not to bring her home too late. At the time, she was in her last year of undergrad. That was when she had to go, because a sister couldn't get any action or keep a man while living with those two. If she stayed at a guy's place to try to get her a piece for a few days, they'd be at the door ready to kick her out, because they still wanted to treat her like a child. God, why now? Why couldn't my car make it to the day after I close? Why am I in yet another situation? Lord Jesus, please give me an answer, she prayed. In a couple of days, she had to return the rental. After that, she would be on public transportation because she had no choice or any other options. She wished she at least had a boyfriend who could get her around, but she was single and alone with no prospects. Now she was where she hated to be, in tears. November felt that disaster always had a way of striking in her life. No matter what it was, she could never see herself in anything perfect or non-dramatic. When good things happened to her, like being able to walk away from a wreck without a scratch, she knew that God was with her. When she walked out of the hospital after the doctor released her with a clean bill of health, she looked up to the sky and winked at God. She knew he had spared her life to see how much more she could bear. Part 1. Chapter 1.
Thank you, sir,
November said, getting out of the passenger side of the Enterprise rental car. It was 2 weeks after the wreck, and her final day of having a set of wheels. Now that the rental car was returned, she had no transportation. The clerk had dropped her off at the towing company so she could get her personal belongings from her busted-up Honda Accord. Her daddy had given her that car as a gift on the day she graduated college. It was paid in full, with only 51,000 miles on it. She loved that car. It had treated her so well, and the thought of having a car note made her angry. She already had enough on her plate. God was surely making it hard for her, she thought, as she watched the rental car drive away. She opened the gate and walked into the trailer looking for someone to help her, but she didn't see anyone.
Hello?
She yelled. When no one responded, she walked over to the little window to see if she could spot anyone, but instead her eyes landed on her beat-up car. Her baby was over to the left side of the tow yard, looking so pitiful. She felt like a part of her was gone. She walked back out the door to look around outside, and she saw a tall man walking around with a clipboard in his hand. As he got closer, she could see his tanned complexion and muscular arms. She still couldn't see his face from where she was standing, but she could see his blue uniform and black steel-toed boots. Realizing that she had been watching him for a few minutes, she walked down the trailer steps to get his attention.
Hey, hello!
She yelled. He didn't look her way, so she guessed he didn't hear her.
Hey!
She yelled again.
Are you the only one here?
He turned to her.
Give me a moment, ma'am,
he yelled back. He started to walk in her direction. His long strides closed the distance between them in a matter of seconds. As he got closer, she could see how good-looking he was. He had nice brown skin and thick eyebrows. His lashes were long, and he had a goatee that looked good on him. When he reached her, she could see he was well over 6 feet.
Hey, I am...